Today is May 22nd, 2018, and it is Tuesday, the most productive day. This is Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen, and I am your host for the program, and we are about to wrap up the red letter words of Jesus in the book of Matthew. Just a few more days, my friends. Before we begin reading the precious word of God, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our holy King. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are amazing grace and the bountiful giver, Christ alone, the desire of our hearts. You are equal to none other, and you are fresh and new each day. You are the gift to education, and you are the hope of education. You're the intelligent designer, and you are Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, our Messiah, and the name above all names. You are omnipotent, and you are precious. You are the quieter of our souls, and you are the resurrection and the life. You are the stability of our times, and you are the trusted one, the teacher of teachers. You are ubiquitously ours. And victory in Jesus. You are the way and the life and the truth, and you are excellent. Yes, Lord, we want to say yes to your ways, and you are the God who has zero tolerance for sin. Lord, we come before you with hopeful hearts for the strength we need for these last few days in school. We come before you with hopeful hearts for the words that come out of our mouth. They may be pleasing to you, and that they may give encouragement, Lord. Help us, Lord, in this time of busyness to be calm, to have peace that passes all understanding, that comes only from you, that others will be attracted to what is it that we have, and we may tell them that it is you. We love you, Lord, adore you, and thank you for this day and all that it brings. We ask it in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God. So what was Jesus doing when he said these words? Jesus said to the crowd who came to arrest him, the Word of God, Matthew 26, verses 55 to 56. Have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs to capture me? Day after day I sat in the temple teaching, and you did not seize me. But all this has taken place that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. The Word of God, Matthew 26, verses 55 to 56. Praise God for his powerful words. The second thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 days is to play a small portion of a song and then read the lyrics. Today I have chosen Chris Tomlin, and he is singing Resurrection Power. You called me from the grave by name. You called me out of all my shame. I see the old passed away. The new has come. Now I have resurrection power living on the inside. Jesus, you have given us freedom, no longer bound by sin and darkness. Living the light of your goodness, you have given us freedom. I'm dressed in your royalty. Your Holy Spirit lives in me. I see my past has been redeemed. The new has come. Freedom. You have given us freedom. You have given us freedom. My chains are gone. Hallelujah. Thank you, dear friends, for joining us in the reading of the powerful words of Jesus the Christ and this resurrection power song by Chris Tomlin. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to pray each and every school day at precisely 1:16 p.m. What a crazy time that is, especially in this crazy time of the year. And it seems impossible, I know, my friends, to stop and pray in the afternoon. But 1:16 is a precious time of unity of educators across the nation, whether you're a bus driver or a secretary, or whether you're a teacher, an administrator, or a paraprofessional. We have hundreds of people praying at 1:16 p.m. Please join us, in particular, in these last few days of school. And so, my friends, today, we're going to be praying for the needs of our principals. I don't know why anybody would want that job, truthfully, but it is a heavy burden. You have the buck stops there, and everybody is dependent on you in a school community, and there's got to be incredible pressures. Let us lift up the needs of our school principals today. Now, we pray at 1:16 p.m. because it is based on Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. I look forward to praying with you, my friends, today at 1:16 p.m. The fourth thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read Don Clark's devotionals. And we are in his eighth series called The Carpenter's Classroom. I did them out of order, but this one is the very first series that he had called The Carpenter's Classroom from 2000. Today's devotional is called Gossip Free Campus. The scripture he chose is Zephaniah 3 verse 9. Then I will purify the lips of the people, that all of them may call on the name of the Lord and serve him shoulder to shoulder. On the windows outside each main entrance to the school where I serve, the school district has placed a little decal that reads, "This is a tobacco-free campus." I chuckle each time I read it as I enter, for I imagine right next to it another decal which says, "This is a gossip-free campus." I see the gavel coming down in the district boardroom as all the school board members unanimously vote yes for gossip-free campuses. Do we know that our supervisor, God Almighty, passed that resolution long ago and that it's in his policy manual and he forbids it? We now know scientifically what tobacco can not only do to the lungs and breathing system of the smoker, but also what it can do to others near the smoker who inhale secondhand smoke. Gossip is to the human spirit what tobacco smoke is to the human lungs. Gossip not only leads to a shortness of spiritual breath, but also to cancer of the spirit. This can cause permanent spiritual death. Gossip not only affects the one who speaks injudiciously, but also all others in the area who hear it. What is worse, to have cancer of the throat and lungs or cancer of the spirit? Perhaps you or someone you know at school where you work is addicted to gossip. This is called chain gossiping. Perhaps you and others only occasionally and casually gossip and take a few drags on a juicy negative story about a coworker, administrator, parent, or child, and then pass it on for someone else to puff and enjoy. Gossip has no place in God's schools. We must repent from our gossip addictions and our casual social gossip. We must ask God for deliverance from our destructive use of this product, which is manufactured by the evil one. We must pray for pure lips for ourselves and those around us. Imagine for a moment, instead of seeing a group of teachers gathered together gossiping about others' faults, you see teachers standing shoulder to shoulder, calling on the name of the Lord in prayer for the weak or fallen person's deliverance and healing. Imagine these teachers speaking the word and encouragement into the weak student's, coworker's, or administrator's life. Now there would be an exemplary school, and I dare to say a very academically productive one as well. Let us all begin to strive in our own lives to be gossip-free through the word and encouragement, rather than condemnation and judgment. Let us encourage others in the school where we work to do the same. And that was our devotional for today, Gossip Free Campus by Don Clark. The final thing that we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days is to offer up a quote for the day. Today's is from George Burns. He said, "You can't help getting older, but you don't have to get old." And now, my friends, as we close out our time together, let me remind you of the powerful words of Jesus the Christ from Matthew 26, verses 55 to 56. "Have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs to capture me? Day after day I sat in the temple teaching, and you did not seize me. But all this has taken place that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled." Oh, precious God, thank you for the opportunity to pray. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us into your throne room. Thank you for my brothers and sisters who are seeking to pray each day for the earnest help needed, especially at this time of the school year. Well, Lord, lift us up, show us the way, show us the King of Glory, that you may be praised. Oh Lord, we place this day in your hands, for our times are in your hands. We thank you for all of this, and we ask you to bless and protect us, and we ask it in the strong name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.